This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am feeling the empowerment of serenity. David is a great example of one who practices serenity under very chaotic conditions. And I had a visual in my head about the day that he killed Goliath and what that actually looked like. And so when we read the scriptures, we learn that the Philistines are on one side, the Israelites are on the other, as David is making his way down into the valley to confront Goliath. It feels like this mass noise is going on inside this valley. I envision a football stadium, but instead of cheering fans, it is just the loud cries of worry coming from both sides. But David is steady in his approach and he keeps moving toward Goliath. And then Goliath is standing there stamping his spear into the ground to further antagonize David. But David tunes it all out and he stands in a moment of stillness. And we know this to be the case because think about how still his hand had to be to strike Goliath with such precision. In other words, if he would have been shaking like a leaf, he would have likely missed. So David teaches us how empowered we can become when we stand in the center of our serenity, and sometimes this may even be amidst chaos. The words on my heart right now are, "Be still and know that I am God," Psalm 46:10. Tomorrow, let's talk about restoration. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And today, let's find the center of our serenity and trust God to be God.